The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
I'm about to open this motherfucking front door because it is hot as fish grease up in here. My legs are sweating. Everything's sweating. I'm gonna lose weight this summer. Bitch, you frozen.
Come on, Wi-Fi don't fail me now.
Man, these computers.
Wi-Fi don't fail me now.
Nigga, listen. Missy Appreciation, because that is one of my favorite Missy songs.
Yeah.
We might have to use the Missy Depp song for this episode. That was my shit. Pussy don't fail me now.
When I finally discovered it, I feel like I might have been a little late to the song.
Cause he don't want.
Or maybe I wasn't late. But me and only me.
That was my shit. One Missy minute was my shit. Missy was talking about all that shit.
All that shit.
Call before you come. I need to shave my choke cha.
Yeah.
Do or you don't or you will or won't cha. Go downtown and eat it like a boat cha.
Like a boat cha.
Yes.
And what made it even better is she wasn't a stereotypical, like, video hoe or...
Nope.
Like, the sex symbol that they expect only, like, a certain type of woman to talk like that. Mm-hmm. Missy said, if you don't get your face down in this coochie and stop playing.
Okay. She said, is it worth it? Let me work.
Let me work. No, that was my shit. I remember a specific listening of that song at, at school, at Union. We, one of the centers, like, the student center... It was called the Henderson Center. It was like, that was like where the cafeteria was. There was a bunch of other stuff at. But that one room, after hours, they would use that room for like different activities. But they would use our parties there sometimes, our campus parties there. So when it was a party, we used to call it the Hendo. You know what I'm saying? It went from the Henderson Center to the Hendo. I remember the Hendo party one time, and I met a nigga. Mind you, my boyfriend was Dante, but I met a nigga named Dante at school. Looking just like a typical fuckboy, I like, you know how I like him. And he was cute, and that song came on, is it worth it? Let me work it. And let me tell you, I threw it back. like, I'm from Baltimore, y'all might thought I was over here being a freshman and being nice and being cute, but we about to get this dancing, though.
Man, I remember going to dances back then.
I ain't used to go to, like, parties a lot. Like, people went to, the club in high school, I didn't really do much. But when I went to college, you know what I'm saying? I went to a cute little party or whatever on campus and a couple times off campus.
We didn't have, like, a club in high school, but we did have, like, the Y used to have these dances. Oh, my God. They were so good. But we
I never even thought about that. I never even would have thought the Y and dances.
Nigga, I don't even know how they did it, but it used to be, like, $5 to get in. And it was 18 and under, so it was just, like, all high school kids. And we'd be out there every Saturday.
I never went to no 18 and under party. Like, see, so, like, the clubs in Baltimore, I don't know if it's still there, but, like, it used to be, like, one called the Paradox or whatever. But they would have, like, an 18 and under night or whatever. Then I knew people in school who had fake IDs, so sometime they would go. And, like, we'd be in class on, like, a Thursday or Friday. And niggas is tired because they went to the club last night.
Nah.
I be like, I don't even know about that life. Most of the time, if I was tired, well, I didn't have a job in high school, so if I was tired, I might have been working the night before, but man. I ain't really go to clubs and parties like that time I was in college.
Man, I just remember the first time I heard was at one of them parties.
I don't know when the first time I heard that song. That was the shit, though.
I'm not a player. I scratch a lot. We was dancing with that shit.
Come on, Google Drive.
Man, I used to hate, I'll never forget, I think it was 10th grade, homecoming. That was like my first high school dance. Had my friend.
Oh, I never went to no homecoming dances.
Oh, no, shit, nigga. My French robe was popping. I had a dress with my shoulders out. Bitch,
if,
you tell
if
me
we
shit.
See one of them tweets, if we see one of them tweets that say, tell your age by a certain thing, I need you to tell that story.
I had a candy cane French roll, okay? Shit, with the pins with the little curls in it. Nigga, I was fly. Couldn't tell me shit. I'll never forget. You know, we just out there with our friends dancing or whatever. And Atomic Dog came on, right? And then this light-skinned nigga who was not cute who asked me to dance. And we danced, but little known to me, this wasn't the regular Atomic Dog. This was like the 13 minute long version of that bitch.
Oh, so, I know.
Oh, God. So I'm out there sweating.
I went to HBCU with Q's. All God. I know was the extended version.
Yeah, I was never so tired in my life. So, but then every time I would go to a dance or something after that, that song come on, I just hear this nigga looking for me. I'd be like, oh, shit, let me try to run so this nigga don't try to catch me on the dance floor. Because this, we don't have the song, sir. We don't have the
song. No, y'all got a song. You putting it on a nigga on a specific song. That nigga be remembering. And yeah. Y'all go together for those minutes.
He was the ugliest light skin. Like, not like Lonzo Ball ugly, but like Drake ugly.
Drake ain't ugly. He just ain't cute.
But he was also like really chunky. And like, you know, back in those days, wouldn't hardly nobody chunky. Everybody was thin. It was like a handful of chunky niggas. But he was just not cute. Mm-hmm. He had really tight eyes. He was just not.
You remember this too vividly. He really wasn't cute.
No, because I still like see him every now and then.